busted.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Live from Wingstop, it's the captain. We have a pretty doggone good conversation. I appreciate you guys for the text out there in text country. But this just in, man, breaking news. Coach Solich, Frank Solich, that is up, is on the ballot for the 2023 College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I hope he gets it. He deserves it. I mean, you know, getting fired from Nebraska, then going to Ohio University. Mm-hmm. I mean, and had the career that he had. And if you really look at his stats, he turned that whole entire program into a winning program.
Yeah, he's made 16 bowl games in his career. In his 22-year head coaching career, he's made 16 bowl games.
Wow.
Really, really impressive.
Yeah.
They were strong in the MAC as well at Ohio. And so, he should definitely make it. And then he should also be welcomed back at Nebraska.
Yeah, I would hope that he would make it. I think Coach Solich is still in good enough shape that where he could be, I wouldn't say an analyst. But don't they have consultants, though?
For football teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, be nice to see him out there in the red and white again instead of the green and white.
There you go.
Right? What is it, Ohio University?
Green and white. No, they're the Bobcats.
The Bobcats, that's right. Yep. That's right. I know they're green and white, but I would love to see Coach Solich come back in the red and white and just be out there. You know how there was always a bunch of older guys, older coaches like Cletus Fisher, you know, Pat Fisher, people like that that were around the program that went on games with us, and they were good to have. They were good for – I don't know what I would do without Fish. Mm-hmm. Without Fish's motivation, it'd be like, and Fish used to talk so reckless to me. Like, what are you going to do today? How many balls are you going to drop today? You going to block anybody today? And he was so dry, but he meant what he said. What are you going to do today at practice? Mm-hmm. His thing was, did you get better today? So, Dusty says, which, by the way, Dusty says we're going to be 6-6. There hasn't been a lot of good to talk about. You can talk about the bad, and you can talk about what needs to happen to get better. That's about it. That's all we're doing, right, Dick?
Oh, yeah.
Jory says, Greg Austin was a top 40 assistant in D1 football after 2019. I believe, and then gone 2 years later. What happened? Mm-hmm. Crazy. What do you think happened?
I don't know. I will say this. Talking to a couple of the offensive linemen, I was asked, you know, kind of what has been the biggest difference. And you'll like this, Vershawn. And this is from somebody that was just 2 weeks ago. I heard about this, or I learned this. Is that the way that Donovan Raiola teaches offensive line is that he's very flexible in his teaching methods, which I think is something different. And what I mean by that is, this offensive line was telling me that he's always been doing one move this way. And Donovan Raiola said, yeah, you go ahead and try my way, but it ended up not working. And Coach Raiola was like, listen, if you can find success using it your way, then I'm going to learn how to coach you using your way and what's comfortable for you. So it's like when you talk about adapting to a player's strength and developing that strength, Mickey Joseph's talked about it before, not overcoaching a guy, right? And you want to find their strengths and develop their strengths. Mickey Joseph has said that. He said that right after he got here.
And who was the receivers coach last year?
It would have been Matt Lubick, I believe. I believe Matt Lubick was offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach.
Well, who was the receivers coach? Oh, Troy Walters.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now it's starting to make sense. It's starting to click.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the offensive line, this guy was telling me, the player on the offensive line was telling me that in previous years, it was do it this way and figure out a way to match your skill set this way. But now it's more of flexibility, and he's going to find a way to strengthen your strengths and adapt to what works best for you as a player. And I think that's big, because we talk about when we're on the grand scheme of things, Scott Frost adapting and making changes to what player strengths are. Same with Mark Whipple, same with Mickey Joseph. Across the whole board, I think a good coach finds ways to adapt.
Marco, by the way, just walked into the building. What's up, Mark? Hey, Mark. But no, I'm with you 100%. I just don't. I mean, what was there something out, Jury, that said that Greg Austin was a top 40 assistant? I'm just wondering, because I knew he had the title. They all got raises, but you tell me. This was 2 years ago. This is when I knew we were destined to fail. 2 years ago, as I was at work when I got, somebody sent me something from, because you know it's all public news anyway. All of the staff got raises. Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again. How you get a raise for underperforming is beyond me.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you go in, you do a bad job at your job, and then you get a raise? What is that saying?
You're okay with mediocrity.
Well, mediocrity, okay with me. Is 3-9 really mediocrity?
You tell me, Vershawn.
I'm just wondering where your level of thinking is, sir.
Mediocrity to me would be 500.
Thank you. So we've stooped lower than mediocrity. We're like, I mean, we're down there with the Pacifics, you ask me.
Pacific.
Seriously.
UConn. UConn.
All the teams, all you got to do is look at the bottom of the barrel teams and look at their record. And you got to group us in with them. If we enjoy being grouped with a bunch of losers, then continue on. But if not, I'm on the train of headed in the right direction, doggone it. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid live from Wingstop. 50th, no, I'm not on 50th and O. I'm on 29th and Pine Lake Road. Wingstop from the Wing Expert. Hit us up, www.wingstop.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.